Never have a podcast with outdated material again on show number 89 of the School Podcasting Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm going to turn down my bass. Today's going to be fun. I have a house full of 13-year-old people, maybe 14, and they're going to have a Guitar Hero championship thing. So if you hear screaming in the background, it's because, I can't escape. There is no quiet place in my house. And so there you go. Let's get all the business stuff out of the way. Contacting me, 888-563-3228. And if I said that too fast, just rewind. That's what's great about a podcast. Or you can email me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. And, of course, everything we talk about is in our show notes. That's at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank everybody who's been sending in stuff. We're going to have a discussion in the future about WordPress. We've got just a lot of stuff. So if you're hearing this and going, hey, you didn't mention my thing, I probably got it. But we've got an interview with Ram Krishnan from Castmetrics today. It's about 15 minutes, so I want to keep the Dave part of the podcast short. But I have a question for you, okay? And that is, I want you to fill in the blank. All right, you ready? I sure am glad I started podcasting because... One more time. I sure am glad I started podcasting because... Now, this could be from a business-oriented, like, I have an ebook that I sell to musicians, and sales are definitely up of that because I have a podcast. It could be of the great people you've met. It could be it's helped people. It's, you know... Or you could reword that. I couldn't have done blank if it wasn't for podcasting. Something, either one of those two. Now, Dave, why do you want to know this? Well, obviously, number one, it is the School of Podcasting. And be sure to mention your podcast and your website, because you may get some free promotion out of this. So, yes, I'm telling you up front, if you give me this information, it may end up on the front page of the schoolpodcasting.com. Okay, so I'm just letting you know, you may end up in my marketing material. But see, I'm trying to get people to podcast, and sometimes you can go, look, it's time shifted, it's global, it's great, and some people just don't get that. You know, I know Alan Stewart of the Marketers Podcast. He mentioned when I talked to him once that he'd been trying to get into certain companies, and, you know, they viewed him as a salesperson, and so they got very defensive. But his podcast went in as, hey, look, it's information, look, it's free, it's information. And it helped him build a relationship with this person where they finally contacted him. And he said, I never would have been able to do it if it wasn't for the podcast. So I'm kind of looking for podcasting success stories. But again, it doesn't have to be a business thing. It could just be something that great that has happened because of your podcast. So again, if you can record it and send it in, that'd be great. The email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or you could just send it to Dave at schoolpodcasting.com. Either one of those will work. They kind of go to the same place. And or call it in, 888-563-3228. Or if you just want to type it up, schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. But that's going to do it just for me. Also, I mentioned in the previous podcast that I started a step-by-step section of the School of Podcasting. That is going, in my opinion, gangbusters and only getting better. So if you haven't signed up yet, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, you're ready to take your podcast to the next level, I'm really proud of what's going on at the schoolpodcasting.com. Check it out. And here is my interview with Ram from castmetrics.com. Thank you very much for coming on the show. And what we're talking about here is Castmetrics. It's M-E-T-R-I-X is how you spell the last part of that. And why don't you just tell us a little bit about the technology?
Sure. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Castmetrics basically builds solutions for, our tagline is solutions for online media distribution, rich media ad insertion, tracking, and measurement. That's quite a tagline. basically what we do is we have a web-based, it's an ASP service, which connects, for the service itself, it addresses the needs of three kinds of users: listeners or viewers, in the case of video, publishers, and advertisers. We have two components to our technology. One is a content management system, which is not dissimilar to the kinds of content management systems that are out there for managing text. And we do text, audio, video, you know, indexing of all of that, coming up, you know, keeping track of tags, keywords, and so forth. So there's a content management component. And the other component is a distribution component, which basically is kind of our value add piece, which does dynamic assembly and delivery of video or audio podcasts. And this dynamic capability is what allows us to be able to insert ads, or even content itself could change. So if you know, one of the examples is, you know, you may have a podcast program which references a kind of a time sensitive event, maybe, you know, an upcoming baseball game or something like that. And you know, you may want the audio to be different once that event has happened, so that listeners who are coming to your podcast, you know, prior to the event, get something else, maybe telling them, informing them about the event and so forth. And listeners who come to that podcast after the event has happened may get something which says, you know, this event has already happened, but, you know, this is, you know, go to this site to learn more about what actually happened and so forth. So the dynamic capability can be applied to lots of different scenarios, and we apply them specifically for ad insertions or what we call conditional content.
Yeah, like in my case, I could say, hey, I'm going to the expo in, you know, September, and then after the expo, I could say, go to this website to hear my presentation.
Exactly. And the main thing is you want to be able to do that without having to recut your podcast for either scenario. You want the system to make that decision. You don't want to be stuck maintaining all of these different versions of your podcast.
Right. Now, how do I then publish my podcast in like three different sections, with one of those being dynamic, or how does that work?
Right, we have that's one obvious way to, you basically break it up into pieces, and then the dynamic pieces turn into a conditional conditional piece. We can also do that kind of on the fly if you provide us the right parameters, and we're working on better tools for doing that, so that you can literally provide a single podcast file, and then say these two chunks in the podcast are, you know, from this timestamp to this timestamp is a conditional, section. Right now, we're still working on the tools to improve that. Obviously, it doesn't show well to have to enter numbers in by hand, but that capability is coming.
Interesting. Okay. Now, is this something that it's how does the system work? Do you have to host your, like, let's say MP3 files? Do I have to host those on your server, or how does that work?
That's correct. Right now, the way our system works is, it's not so much so like I mentioned in the beginning, we have two components, the content management and then the distribution. For the dynamic delivery, we have to have the distribution through us, because that's, you know, our distribution servers are the ones that have the logic to do that conditional assembly or conditional delivery.
Right.
So even if the content management is done on another server, the distribution has to happen through our server for the for that conditional delivery.
Right, because you're going to be assembling the new version of the,
exactly,
the podcast.
So. Exactly. And actually, one of the other things that I forgot to mention is that, because of this conditional delivery, because of the dynamic assembly, we can even do things like, you know, change the content based on geographical location. So if we are able to detect, if we have a reasonable confidence level of the geographical location of the downloader based on IP address, then we can change based on that. So you could have a European version, an Asian version, and a North American version of your podcast, literally.
Now, is there, because now you got me thinking, because if I'm talking about this to an advertiser,
yeah,
I could say, look, Mr., you know, U.S. only advertiser, I won't even, what am I thinking here? Does it show any kind of downloads per segment?
Yes. You mean by per campaign or per advertiser? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking if I sold some sort of advertisement to an American company, I could say, well, the show was downloaded, 1,000 times, but 200 of those were in Africa, and you didn't want to advertise there, so I'm not charging you for the 200 downloads of my show, because Or I guess that's okay.
Yeah, no, I understand your question. Actually, that's a great segue to the other piece that we have, which is an ad management interface. Because you know, once we had this dynamic distribution capability, we learned very quickly that you need a fairly good ad management interface as well to integrate these two. Because that's the power at the end of it. You've got this distribution, and at the point of distribution, we're able to track all of these things. We're able to say, well, is the downloader coming from North America or from Africa? Make a decision. Are we going to play this ad? Are we going to play that ad? Put all of that, put it together. Now we've got that trackable piece of information, which we then push back to our management servers. So yes, absolutely. So from a reporting point of view, we have the capability for a publisher to go back to an advertiser and say, yeah, exactly the kind of thing that you said. Your podcast was downloaded 1,000 times in the last week, out of which 200 came from North America, 100 came from Africa, 50 came from Europe, whatever. And these were the ads that we put on your North America content. I mean, North America listeners. This is what went on your Africa listeners, and so on and so forth. So now you've got a breakdown of not only distribution as well as a report that you can take back to your advertisers and say, look, this is how it all fell out.
Interesting. And then I think I'm getting the picture here. How does the newly dynamically generated MP3 file, how do I put that into my RSS feed? Or is that something where I have to use an RSS feed off of your system?
Well, we have the RSS feed as well, but okay. you're not forced to use that.
Okay.
So basically the kind of the publishing interface gives you the unique URLs for the content as it will appear in our distribution network. You can take that URL and put it in your feed directly, or if you have a feed, one of these feed munchers, then you can take our feed and recast it as your feed so that you maintain all of your metadata in one place, but you retain your feed tracking through whoever else.
Right, because that's always one of the big worry parts. You don't want to give somebody else control of your feed. You want to be able to hang on to it, and that way,
right.
God forbid, something happens to Castmetrics, but I don't lose all my I don't lose all my listeners.
Yeah.
Well, how long is this a relatively new company or?
Yeah, we're about a year and a few months old. The technology we got started on almost 2 years back. The technology grew out of a little project that my wife and I started called PodBazaar, which was a South Asian podcasting portal. Mm-hmm. When podcasting just when that appeared on the scene, my wife has a background in radio, and we both saw this as a great way to represent content for South Asians who are spread all over the world, but are very poorly represented in mainstream media, very poorly catered to in mainstream media. So we figured podcasting would be a great way to address that, and so we started working on the technology. But then out of that grew kind of the back end part of this, the distribution and the content management portion, which we looked at and we said, hey, this is a really valuable piece that we could license out to other providers. And we started to do that, and that happened just about a year ago.
Hmm. So do you see this being like the primary, like your primary customer? Do you see this being networks, or do you see this actually going down to the single podcaster?
Right now we're working primarily with networks because we don't, we're a small company. We don't have the wherewithal to work down to individual podcasters. And because the needs of individual podcasters are so diverse, we just don't have the resources to keep up with that. But we definitely see this being able to extend all the way down to an individual podcaster because the capability is universal. I mean, anyone who wants to be able to modify or wants to be able to manage the kind of multiple versions of their content without having to actually have multiple versions of their content,
right,
will be able to make use of this our service. So that's so to answer your question. We haven't done any individual podcaster work yet. We've been working through networks primarily, but we definitely see that extending in our horizon.
Well, and that's where I've seen small networks start to prop up. I know there's different music kind of networks, and then there's home recording networks. There's all sorts of different networks that are popping up, and all the podcasters are kind of going, boy, if we could just pool all of our resources together,
exactly,
we might be able to get some advertisers. And that's the other thing. Now, do you have any – basically, the network, it's up to them to go find the advertiser at this point.
That's correct. And, in fact, one of the things that we're working on is we're trying to work with ad agencies who don't have a presence yet in this space. We're trying to help them, set up ad networks as well. I mean, I think one of the problems we have articulating the Castmetrics, solution is that we have lots of pieces, and we have different markets that each of these pieces addresses. So as a company, we're focusing on a lot of different market opportunities because we can sort of take each of these pieces and independently license them.
Very cool. I just love the concept. It's just it's something that I've heard different companies take stabs at and things like that. So it's interesting to see another face on the horizon pulling this off. So
right, yeah. I know a lot of companies are doing different pieces of it, but to us from the get-go, we realized that integration was pretty key because unless you're able to guarantee, integration at least from the point of view from delivery on, unless you're able to have a single point from through which you're able to assemble the podcast content, the advertiser content, and then the listener, demographic. I mean, that demographic could be via a signed up user or maybe just through something like a GeoIP locator. You need one point at which you can bring those three or four things together, and then make that podcast at that point. And then you can turn around and say, okay, now I've done all this, I can report back to whoever wants to see the individual, pieces of information. But you need that one point where that integration happens, and that's where we think the Castmetrics solution has a slight advantage over some of the other guys.
Gotcha. And I know you'd mentioned PodBazaar, and I see here on your website that Women in Technology International, are these folks that are actually using the system at this point?
Yep. Women in Technology International has been using our system for close to a year now. And we're also working with another major radio network in the Australian market. And they've already been in production for some time now. So, from a company point of view, we've been focused on a few clients, but we want to build out the system and the capability and make it really work, and then, and then start to grow this.
Gotcha. And where are you based out of?
We're based out of Orange County, California.
There you go. Out there in the sunshine.
In the sunshine.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on. This is definitely interesting technology. It's very, very, a lot of really cool stuff. And again, you can find out, go out to castmetrics.com. And again, metrics is M-E-T-R-I-X. And Ram, thank you very much for coming on.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, David.
Oh, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, and that is going to do it for this edition. I want to thank my special guest, Ram, from castmetrics.com. And in case anybody even asked, I asked him to come on the show. He's not getting paid. I'm not getting paid. It's just, I don't know. Some people get real crazy about that. Full disclosure, man! No. It's just I went, hey, that's new. It's a new company. Wow, let's talk about that. Let's get that out in the opening. Very nice guy. So thanks again for tuning in. Let's get all that information again one more time. Email schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Call it in, 888-563-3228. Show notes, schoolpodcasting.com is where you can find everything I talked about. Or if you're ready to start podcasting, just simply go to schoolpodcasting.com. And for those of you that already are, let's answer that question. Sure, I'm glad I started podcasting because, or I couldn't have done blank if it wasn't for podcasting. Either one of those or both. Send them on in, and that'll be in a future show. Thanks for listening very much. I seriously do appreciate it. Thank you very much. And until we meet again, class dismissed.